Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. Today is a Tuesday. It is Tuesday, August the 8th, 2017. It is a live show that we're going to have for you today. Looking forward to today's show, and I think it's very, very an important show. So we're going to get through what we need to get through so we can get to our show with our special guest. Tim Melanco is here. Melanchon is here. So I'm looking forward to having a show with Kim and having it all being brought to you all. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question or comment at any time, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and we will see you in queue, or you can say excuse me, and then we'll see you on the board and get right to you. So before we get into today's show, let's just take care of some of our administrative things. As always, everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network, please, by going to the website for this network and going to the homepage. And in the homepage, you'll see the prompt for the donation. If you would, you'll see the holding hands in with the green background. You can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is on air and bringing you what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant, looking so that we can go forward in this, so that we can continue to bring information to those that we have yet not named. So important, in my opinion. So you're the only sponsors that this network has, and it's very important that we not only eat the fruit, but we feed the roots as well. So please give whatever it is that you can and be a part of the network continuously. Also, you can support the network as well as going to being a part of on the webpage of www.blacktalkradionetwork, the homepage. You can also support by being a part of BTR community. And all you have to do is just scroll down on the homepage. You'll see a capital B with a black background. And that is for BTR community. And that is a social media outlet where you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. What I mean by that is just that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the local and the mainstream ones actually have been data mining, and you know, there may have been different opportunities that you would have been able to have, but because of your postings or your profile on that, you know, it's actually been disqualified. That thing is not free, and I'm talking about FedBook and the other ones. It's a reason why it's there. And, you know, and then sometimes, you know, we always talk about, you know, they censor. They don't allow this. They don't allow that. Well, stop using them. You should only use them for what's in your best advantage, using it for promotion of different things that you're doing and everything else. And, you know, one of the things that you could be doing and all we should be doing is be a part of BTR community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet or network where you can engage in all your social media activities without being adversely affected and without your identity being sold to any bidder. So that's what goes on there. It's $24 a year for the subscription to BTR Community, which is upfront. And there are no hidden fees, like, and there are no hidden charges, where most of us are price sensitive when we have no real sense of value. We think that Facebook is free, and it's not. It charges you daily in so many different ways, and it's undisclosed. But, you know, that is something that we have to come to individually and socially and collectively. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post information. My Fed book is, I don't really use it at all. You won't see any posting from me there, but I do see it there, but I'm not using it. But you know, it has its place. So make sure you know where it is. All right. So also, you can, Scotty and Max are going to be going August the 19th. Coming up, well, shoot, 11 days away from now. 11 days from now is going. Scotty and Max will be traveling to Washington, D.C. for the abolition rally in Washington, D.C. And Scotty has a very significant role in that. So we want to send them off. There's a donation prompt that's inside of BTR. Give whatever it is that you can. I believe it's just short of $500 that's been raised. And the goal is actually, I believe it's right around $1,500 is what is looking to be raised. So please give whatever it is that you can to send these brothers off so they can have good passage going and coming back and get everything that they need, so everything will work properly and do what it is that needs to be done. Also, there is a, if you sign up, if you donate $24 to the rally, the abolitionist rally that Scotty and Max will be going on, there will be a, you will get a free year subscription to BTR Community that will count towards your first year free at BTR Community. Also, Prosperity Mint is going to donate something to one of the donors to this cause. So definitely going to give something that way. So it'll be beneficial to you all to give what it is. And if you win that you'll get the subscription if you donate $24. And if you and then all of the donators inside of the pool, excluding myself, will receive something. Well, not everyone, but there'll be a raffle for someone to win something from Prosperity Mint. So please engage that, give what you can so these brothers can do what they do. This is why we're building this network. And so it's going to take some energy, and that energy is sometimes going to be financial energy. So definitely do that. Also, a couple other things. My man, Will Emanuel, is having a GoFundMe campaign. Will Emanuel had germ cell cancer and received chemotherapy, and it was just a month and so ago he had that. And so there are some things that the family is needs to acquire, so that Will Emanuel, just go to the GoFundMe campaign. You can just go to GoFundMe.com/ Sam Union Yankee. I thought I knew it, but I do, but I got caught up. Okay, hold on one second. I'll tell you what it is. Here we go. It's www.gofundme.com/ Sam Union Yankee 5P-3500. And give whatever it is that you can give for this young man so that he can recover from this, and his overall germ cell cancer will stay, and all forms of cancer will stay in remission, and his body will be able to detox from the chemotherapy. So please be part of that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint and looking at what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com and let them know, hey, this is my first time purchasing. With someone explaining it to me, they'll explain to you the overall buying process so that you'll know what it is. And this is, even though we're not paid as a king and a queen or a lady and a gentleman, we definitely could save in that way. You could do that there. And those of you that are in Trade Coin Club with us, And those of you that haven't funded, man, fund your account so you can start benefiting from this. This cryptocurrency stuff is doing extremely, extremely well. Those of you that are in the cryptocurrencies with us, I'm going to do something with you all this weekend before I go on vacation. Friday evening or Saturday, early Saturday, we'll get together, probably Friday evening, not quite sure yet. We'll get together, all of you that are in the Trade Coin Club, via our cryptocurrency. You just go to ourcryptocurrency.com. And it's just, you know, I couldn't be more pleased. I'll tell you, you know, for those of you that are in, even for you guys, it's returned to me more than I anticipated. It's returned to me monthly over $1,000. And so what I did is I reinvested it. And, you know, depending on how much you put in, you could have those returns as well. $1,000. I've been in it today is the third month, and it's roughly been right around my return on that. It's been roughly around, from I did the calculations today, roughly around over $4,000 in that time frame. So that is great, great returns. But that's, you know, no guarantee that those returns will stay that way. There's so many variables, but I think that they will. I think they will only go up because of, I'm not a financial advisor or anything of that nature, but there are some things that I do. I do take control of my own finances. I don't go to the so-called experts because system can't be trusted at all. So I do what's best for me, and you should be taking control of your overall finances as well. It should be dictated by your own free will and controlled by you. So there's a portion of that you should be controlling. And that's great, great returns for what I've been doing. And I have that so that I use that so I know what's there is working. I'm not worried about it. That way I can focus my energy on other things that's in the investment side of things that I do. I do trade the cryptocurrencies on my own or acquire them on my own. And what I'm doing there, I haven't paid myself out. I don't need to because of the what's doing so well. But that portfolio is multiples of the one that with Tradecoin, doing much, much better. And we want to explain that to you guys and see it for yourself. It's up to you to get into involved in it. So, and also you heard Jada talk about how well Will was doing with some of the things that we sent him, some of the trace minerals things, and this stuff is absolutely phenomenal. A lot of people has reached out to me since then and said, hey, Dave, I hadn't talked to you guys about that because I wanted to see how well it did. I knew it would do well. There's a company that I'm with that actually gives you founder stock, and if you're interested in that, and if you know, if there's been people that's been battling all kinds of diseases, diabetes, all kinds of things, and they get on this product, and they've been having remarkable results. You know, there have been, I actually saw the presentation where people had cancer and different things, and they attributed their overall turn in health once they started using these products, these trace minerals. And these trace minerals are, and I know because during the presentation that I was given, it was actually, he talked about colloidal silver, not knowing, you know, my understanding of it and everything that they was, and I had to tell them, hey, it's much more than that. So everything that they did was in balance and great. So if you would like information about that as well, just reach out to me. You can text me 951-790-8330 about that. It does work, and I had to see it in results in my family before I would say anything, and there was some great results. You know, for me, I had some back issues from – you heard me and Scotty. Scotty has back issues. I had back issues because I got hit by a car. And once I was taking the products, it definitely, my back did a whole lot better. I was surprised. And in some other things as well, and just other things in the family, that was remarkably to me. And it's not remarkably, once your body starts getting the proper nutrition and getting the proper things that it needs, it's able to heal itself and is able to be able to have the appropriate nutrients for it to function correctly. And that's what it is. And so this stuff is absolutely phenomenal. I'm very pleased and proud about that, and I have no problems promoting it now because I know it does work. So if you like information about that, definitely you know, get at me at 951-790-8330. Text me, and then I will get back to you and get you on. And if you'd like to see the presentation, I'm going to be doing that for a couple of people as well. So with that being said, let's get into the news quickly. Then we're going to bring Kim up and jump into today's show. So I didn't post too much in what's in the news today because I wanted to get to our special guest. Is that we're going to have Kim Melon Khan come on, and she's the mother of DeWanye Hickerson, the young man that was, in my opinion, we're going to talk about that, the young man that where the system has failed this young man, not only this young man, but all of us, because of what was happening with his case. So today's show is going to be the crusade to protect all with Kim Melon Khan, mother of DeWanye Hickerson, who was facing, who was facing improper prosecution, which wouldn't have ensured him due process of law. And because of this, DeWanye accepted an incorrigible plea deal, leading to the state of Mississippi grossly failing its fiduciary duties to protect all. That's, in my opinion, that's exactly what happened. The state of Mississippi grossly failed in their fiduciary duties to protect all. In this case, and the opportunity was there. And so this is a campaign, and that we all are going to be starting. And would love for you to support that. And this is going to be a crusade to protect all. And we're going to be talking to Kim about that crusade. And Kim is going to tell you about her son DeWanye. And we're going to get that, and then that information. And then we're also going to develop a campaign, and we would ask that you support it and be a part of it, because it really is about protecting us all. And in this case, the state of Mississippi grossly failed in its fiduciary duties to protect all. So that's going to be today's show. So what's in the news? We're going to jump into that real quick and then bring Kim up. First article, I posted this one from the Washington Post. North Korea now making missile-ready nuke weapons, says U.S. analyst. And there was a bunch of reporting about it. I didn't carry. I was busy today. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Reuters. Iran drone comes close to U.S. fighter jet, a U.S. official said. And then my man L.A. Ramon had posted. Let me see if L.A. Ramon in today. L.A. Ramon, if you're here, unmute yourself. I can't. Let me see. I think I saw L.A. I don't know. He may be busy, not be able to do it.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, Ramon? Hey, man, I want to thank you for that article because it was timely for our show today with Kim. L.A. Ramon had posted this one, a HIV-positive high school coach faces 150 years in prison for raping young boys. And this is Mr. Bell could possibly spend the rest of his life in prison for sexually abusing children. Bell served as a high school track coach in Maryland. But instead of providing guidance to the students, he was using his position to abuse young men. And Ramon, if you would, why did you post this one? Because it's timely, because what you said was so, so important about HEPA. And this is a part of why we need to have this crusade. So if you would, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, brother, but you saw this and you posted it. So if you would, just tell everyone why this is significant for today's show and why it's significant for this crusade that we're going to be starting with Kim.
Thank you, Dave, and greetings, Miss Melicon. Welcome to the family. Hey, Scotty, how you doing? Dave, my purpose for just really, for me, this has been something that I've been on for a long time. It's not new. It's not new to me. Reason why I feel like it's not new is because I believe that so many people have taken advantage of the doctor,
yes,
client privilege. that allows you to undisclose information that, if not perceived as a public health risk, that's one thing. You have the right to hold your privacy or stand on your privacy. Where I've seen this being violated a lot, particularly whether people look at it like HIV, BD, STD, whatever, you know, you want to put on it, it's the same thing. When someone makes a choice cosmetically to transform themselves, I don't know how that gives you the privacy right to hold that information based on someone who is clearly saying, I only prefer this. And if someone implants themselves upon that, you know, that request or that desire, that solicitation, at that point it becomes fraudulent and deceptive. And I don't see anything in HIPAA that tells us we have the right to hold that information. So that was my purpose, that, you know, we've seen too many stories like it's not the first time we've seen a story like this, but the fact that Dewanye is suffering from something, I've never experienced it, but I see the need for legislation that reflects you cannot be deceptive in having a partner. You can't be selective on what you want to say and do. You know, and I think Dewanye, if nothing else, he deserves a fair trial. And that word is very lightly in this context, but he deserves justice because that young man, like myself, if I was fooled and tricked into something that I was seeking, but however became fraudulent and fake, then I have the right to have a hearing to determine some consequence for that behavior. That's why I posted it, Dave. Thank you.
Man, so well said. So hold on, Ramon, jump back in, because that's exactly, and I think Ramon and I share the same brain on this, and there's legal precedence for this, and we're going to, you know, strategize this with Kim in this campaign, and this is a crusade to protect all. This is why we named it this, because it really is something that we all should be protected from someone else's deceptive agenda. And that is a fraudulent agenda. Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you like that, but while we got Ms. Melikon early in the show, what I did want to do is point out that we have, I don't know if she's taken on this mission yet, but there are particularly laws that it's at a federal level. And it's called the Federal Statutes Imposing Collateral Consequences Upon Conviction. Her son being in the military, Dewanye, according to part two of this this federal law, she can go secure his benefits. This ain't about money, but in the sense of what he's up against, this is something she can secure not only for his children but for herself to help him out. According to
Just so you know, Ramon, she can hear you. I unmuted her line, so she can hear you. So go ahead.
Okay, how you doing, Ms. Melikon?
Hi, Ramon. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, and I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Melikon, according to part two of this law, it says it's dedicated to armed forces, qualifications for service, and payment of benefits. Unless your son is guilty of treason or some type of subversive action towards military duty, everything that he has been serving for, he's still entitled to.
And I didn't know that.
I would encourage you. It's here's what it's called. It's called the
Ramon, send it to me and I. Ramon,
okay.
Hold on. But I want you to say what it is. But what I want to do is that, Ramon, say the statue, send it to me. We'll send it to her. And then what we're going to do, we're all going to come together to refocus our efforts so that we can put the best crusade for DeWanye that we could possibly, because this is something that we all should have interest in, because this is all adversely affecting us. But go ahead, Ramon, LA, give her the statue, then send it to me, and I'll get it to her, and then we'll all strategize collectively together as well. Go ahead.
Okay. Again, it's called the Federal Statutes Imposing Collateral Consequences Upon Conviction. You can find this at justice.gov.
Okay.
And it's a federal law just basically setting up basically policies and regulations in various areas for voting, armed forces, being whether you're registered or planning to register. And it's based on things like your son's situation. If he is being attacked as a collateral damage, you can pursue that, and you can secure his benefits that he actually obtained.
Thank you, Ramon.
You're welcome, man. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, family, and I'll meet my line.
Thank you, brother. So if you want to jump back in, Ramon, just jump back in, we're going to keep going. Thank you for the posting. That's why I wanted to bring Ramon up for that one. Next article, L.A. Ramon also reposted this one. Looks like there's a growing rift in Venezuela military, and this is from Business Insider. L.A. Ramon has got this, and there's a coup that are happening all over, and it's been set up for what we say the untied states and everything else. This is going to grow. Everyone. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted this one from Business Insider. U.S., Austria, Australia, and Japan all slam Beijing for South China Sea land grab. This is going to grow as well. We've been talking about that as well, and we'll have a show on that. We're going to go ahead. Next one, L.A. Ramon posted this one from Apple. North Korea threatens physical attack in response to the UN sanctions. So a lot of crazy stuff going on there. But the setup is in. I definitely think that we will see some changes relatively soon here. Next article, this one, I got this one from Russia Insider. Russia should urgently repatriate their assets from the West. And the reason being is because things about to turn sour, and I would say you all should be doing the exact same thing, getting your assets in order. That's what this show is all about and prepping. But today's show is about a crusade, and the crusade to protect all with Kim Mellicon, mother of DeWanye Hickerson, who is facing improper prosecution, which wouldn't have ensured him due process of law. And because of this, DeWanye accepted an incorrigible plea deal, leading to the state of Mississippi grossly failing in its fiduciary duty to protect all. And with that being said, we're going to jump into the live show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I just want Kim to talk about some things and just to introduce herself and why we're doing this, and give us a call once we open up the lines, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I just want to say this real quickly before we go to Kim. Today's show is about protecting all, and today's show is about getting solutions to this growing problem that is going to only expand itself in this span of time that we're in right now. This is a new generational behaviors that are happening. And as technology and as science, biology, and all these other things start to develop, there are new different things that will develop. And then there will be individuals that will take advantage of those things that will put society in a position of disadvantage and adversely affect people and the common good and humanity itself. And those individuals will choose to do certain things. Now, this isn't about targeting any group of people. This is about protecting everyone. And I think it's very important that I say that for this show, because as this crusade that we're going to be putting together, and to also to create public awareness so that DeWanye's case and how the state of Mississippi had grossly failed in its fiduciary duty to remedy that. Hold on. Who's that?
I'm sorry. I'm a new caller.
Oh, okay. Hold on. 1 second, brother. 1 second, okay? 1 second. I got you. I'll go right to you in 1 second. And so that the state of Mississippi, which failed in its fiduciary obligations to protect all. And what I mean by that is this, is that when before there was identity theft, when it first jumped off, most the laws weren't in place to protect people from that criminal activity. So the laws had to catch up to that. Same thing with hacking, same thing with with technology. The same goes for as things start to progress in different arenas. Now, I firmly believe that someone's freedom ends where someone else's begins. As long as your freedom doesn't encroach on someone else's, then that is fine. But the moment it crosses, that means that you are overstepping your overall bounds and you're encroaching in a place that you have no legal standing to have. And so what I'm saying in this case, just as in the gay and lesbian community, I never thought and I never would support anyone targeting them because of their preference to do what they were going to be doing and have the relationship. I didn't agree with the healthcare industry not paying off health benefits or paying insurance to someone because they had a partner and they said that they weren't married by law, when the law was set up for marriage to be done in a specific way, and it penalized those individuals because they happened to have a relationship. I didn't agree with it there, and I don't agree with it here with Duanye's case. So I won't support something that is going to be about the overall degradations of someone else's sovereignty, freedom, and all. That is always the threat to us all. So in Mississippi, I think they made a politically expedient decision and actually compromised the moral spirit of the law in Duanye's case. And this is a threat to us all. It's a threat to the transgender community. It's a threat to the gay and lesbian community, the heterosexual community. It's a threat to all, because what happens is this, is that if people, and I think the individual that was involved with Duanye was a foul individual. I don't think that transgender community is foul. The individual that was doing, because that individual knew exactly what they were doing. And in my eyes, that was rape by fraud. So what this crusade is going to be about is creating awareness so that the laws will have to catch up to the modern times of what's going on. This isn't about bashing anyone. That this individual was wrong. This individual chose to defraud, to actually go into a relationship of fraud with Duanye. And the state of Mississippi condoned it by their neglecting their fiduciary duties to protect all. We want to protect everyone. Now from that, people should be able to decide how they're going to live their lives under the circumstances of those things that they put together, and under the circumstances of they realize that their freedom ends where someone else's begins. With that, then this individual, what should have happened is that disclosure has to happen in this type of instance, because it is actually relationships. You encroach on someone in so many ways. You encroach on them mentally. You encroach on them physically. You encroach on them spiritually when you engage in a relationship with someone, and especially a sexual relationship. So, and precedence has already been set. So the state of Mississippi can't deny the precedence of the past. It has to rectify the gross negligence that it played in this. And there will be, and we will bring public exposure, and we will actually bring about a resolution to this where we have the laws to catch up to what's going on today to protect everyone, and we have to look at Duwanye's the state. We're going to force the state to look at Duwanye's case for what it truly is. It is not a political, something that can be politically expediently done to the benefit of a few at the behest and cost of everyone. So I know that was long, but this is very, very important. I don't want this to go outside. We really want the support, because this, if you were Duwanye, I would be doing this. So there's a responsibility for us to realize that Duwanye is in a position that he should not be in. Legally, should not be in that position. And we should do everything that we possibly can to remedy this to where it should be, not where it is. So please be mindful of that. Please do not come with your personal opinions about any group. This is about us doing what's right for all. This is about what's doing what's right for society. This is about what's doing right for Duwanye. This is about what's doing right for Kim. This is about what's doing right for you, because fraud is fraud, and it's unacceptable. It doesn't matter how it's presented. It's still fraud. Okay? So I just want to thank you all for listening. I'm going to bring Kim up, then the one caller, the brother that called. I'm going to go to you right after Kim comes on, and I see you out of North Carolina. So just give us a second. We're going to let Kim come on, talk about it, and then we're going to come together. Kim, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, David.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
I am doing much better. Much better. Thank you.
And I'm so, thank you for coming on. I'm going to tell you, this was from the time that I, from when you were on BTR News with Scotty, ever since then, this has been emotionally draining to me, because.
Absolutely.
And it's been, and I know it's been even more than that for you, but it's also been spiritually, a spiritual tug that we have to engage. We have to do
Absolutely.
What's right. And I just want to thank you for being the warrior that you are, sister. And we are going to, no matter how long it takes us, we are going to do everything that we possibly can. And we're going to grow in this. We're going to get the right people involved, that being our people, being the human species. We're going to get the right foundation in place, and we have the right objective. Our objective is to protect all. And in protecting all, Duwanye will be protected.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. So, Kim, just so for some of our listeners that may not know, would you just explain what happened in where we are now, and then some of the things that you would like to see done going forward?
Well, my son is Duwanye Hickerson. He is the ex-sailor who was convicted of the murder of a transgender last year while serving time in the Navy. Duwanye was assigned to the state of Mississippi because he was studying to be a naval meteorologist. So during that time, you know, our check-ins were pretty normal and regimented, with him calling when he can. And I have to tell you, he's a 20-year-old, and I have four sons, so I keep up with them really, really frequently. And I never asked, you know, if he was seeing someone, because I know that he was in a very rigorous routine with what he was doing and his goals. And by the way, he achieved that goal. I actually have his certification here, and I look at it as inspiration to keep this going and to bring awareness, because it's so very important to save lives. I didn't find out until after the fact that Duwanye had been corresponding with someone he presumed to be a woman. He had signed up on an online dating site, typical 20-year-old thing to do, or even adult. There's e-harm, you know, there's just different things, and that's what he did. And he signed up as a man speaking a woman, and he had been talking to who he presumed to be a woman for a few months. He also said later on that the person, the individual, canceled several times they had agreed to meet up. And he was getting a little leery of that, but they called him and let him know that they were in town with a group of friends for an event there in Mississippi, and asked Dwanye to pick him up. So this individual picked Dwanye up from the base. They drove to a hotel with the intention on having sex. And I have to tell you, this is a 20-year-old and a 25-year-old, so there wasn't going to be any, you know, petting and touching and feeling. They knew what they were going there for, because they had had these online conversations that led up to the actual meeting. So it wasn't until after the sex act, which is disclosed in his court video, it's online, but just to have a little transparency about that, even the act itself was based on deceit. And it was after the completion of the act that my son revealed that the individual told him that he was in fact born a man. And in Dwanye's words in that courtroom on his day of sentencing, he said, "I lost it." So the real topic to me is what could have been done for D. Wiggum to be alive and for my son to be on the base, fulfilling his dream and serving his country. Full disclosure, a man has a right to know if he's involved with a person of the same born sex, not after the fact in a taunting revelation. You know, to this day, I kind of grapple with why that person did that. You know, after engaging in a sex act, why did you say to him, "By the way, I'm a man"? You know, I feel like, I just don't know. I feel like things may have turned out differently if he never knew. If my son never knew at all, because you're looking at a person who had breast implants, who had taken hormones to atrophy his penis, which means basically to shrink it down to size where you couldn't even tell or feel if you did choose to do that. But he didn't. So it's not that, you know, this campaign is against the right of transgenders to have relationships, but not when those relationships infringe on the free will of others. Revealing your true gender during conversation. In court, I told the judge that this was a preventable tragedy. This didn't have to happen. And I'm not advocating violence, but I am calling on the trans community to have accountability for sexual predatory offenses, the same way someone would have accountability for knowingly giving someone the HIV virus or infecting them with AIDS. That's a criminal act, and I feel like this should be no different.
Yes, Kim. You know, it was a couple of things that you said, and that just, you know, prove this is just the taunting afterward. So the overall intent of the individual.
D. Wiggums.
Yes, D. Wiggums. I forgot. The overall intent of D. Wiggums was always the intent was criminal, and the fraud was already there by the deception, because legally, even in every state, everything is different. We know in Mississippi, you can't have a plea of temporary insanity.
Correct.
But precedence has been set for crimes of passion, and at the heat of the moment, and that's exactly what, because Dwanye said it, "I lost it. I absolutely lost it." And so this is why I think it's so important that we have a crusade to protect all. Just imagine, because remember, D. Wiggums had canceled not one time. Right? Why did D. Wiggums cancel?
I believe that he may have canceled because he was reconsidering and maybe thinking,
yes.
I'm not going to go through with this.
Yes. So it wasn't once. It was twice that he canceled, correct?
Multiple times, Dwanye said.
Multiple times. So now, if the intent to defraud, and it was really pretty much already done once he applied for meeting straight men, right? The actual dating site. This law is important because it protects those dating sites as well. In the dating sites, it should say that you have to disclose if you are seeking something and you knowingly know that you are not what the other person is seeking. That's responsibility. That's responsibility from the website. That's responsibility from the judicial system itself. And that's where it really, really matters. Because as Kim said, this all could have been avoided. Because if D. Whitten had decided to cancel, if it was illegal to have fraudulent intercourse with someone, I don't think D would have ever went through with it, because there was there would have been legal recourse against that. And so the state, the country and the state is setting up for putting people in a position to make a decision based off losing it. And that's not something that should have been done. Because this definitely would have been something that was avoidable. So that was just some of the things that I had noticed. And in this campaign, I think, Kim, I just want to thank you for spearheading this and being a part of this, because it's an unselfish thing that you're doing because of something that was so selfishly done to you and your family. And it should have been, and I'm going to tell you, it's not over. Because in my opinion, if Duane had gone to trial, this is why when we first had the show, I asked who his attorneys were. If Duane had gone to trial, I don't think, especially in the Bible Belt, you would have been able to put a jury together that would have said and not understood what this case was really about, because it was plain. And I'm going to tell you something. That judge knew it, and the DA knew it. See, one of the things, that the neglect that the DA had in this whole thing, and that's where this whole thing is the fiduciary duties have been grossly neglected, because that DA was grossly neglecting the spirit of the law. Because this was all based in fraud. Should there have been a trial? Sure, but not under those pretenses at all. So, Kim, what I want to do? Are you up for taking some questions from people? Because I know that there's some people that. Okay. All right. So, what we're going to do? There was the one gentleman. It was out of North Carolina. I don't know if we still have him. Let me see if I find him. The gentleman out of North Carolina, if you would hit star, I think we lost him. The gentleman from North Carolina, give us a call back. Give us a call back, and then we'll go to you. But we have another caller in queue. Welcome, caller. And is out of SoCal. It has an unknown caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You've unmuted yourself already. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. You're on with Kim. If you have a question or comment, you can make that known right now. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, hi, Brother Davis. Jada from Atlanta. Just calling this and
Hey, Jada. Yeah, no, you're fine. Go ahead.
I have a question for Ms. Kim. First of all, I want to... it's just a difficult situation. As being a parent, I definitely understand... And I am my heart really just goes out to you. And
thank you.
What is it that we can do to help? I live also in a state that is heavily concentrated, and there is no law to protect anyone who may be straight as well as targeted, and that is, you know, at least that person could say, hey, give that person a choice, as opposed to just you being able to do what you do and then they deceive you, like you said, and then, you know, then that person gets enraged and harms them. There should be a law in place. So what can we do to help you? I mean, that is, yeah.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
So
I appreciate your support, but as we know, accountability changes action. So the minute we hold people responsible and accountable for their actions, they are less likely to do things. So, and along with the journey and crusade that Dave is launching for Dwanging, I have also launched an initiative called GIA, Gender Identity Accountability, where I will be welcoming panel discussions and meeting with members of the trans community to start dialogue to understand why exactly are they looking for straight males or heterosexual males to seek relationships with, and when do they think it's okay to tell a heterosexual male that they are in fact a born man. So without that dialogue and without that conversation, we'll just keep seeing all these instances of transgender deaths, and we want this to stop because we want to save lives on both sides. But definitely helping, and when Dave launches this crusade for all of us to protect our rights, definitely jump on board so that we can have a voice together.
Okay. I could also, if you don't mind, do a write-up and maybe hand out some information. There was a young man at Morehouse College saying, you know, same situation, and he beat his roommate to death with a bat. I mean, it goes on. Like, I live in Atlanta, and this is what goes on, you know.
And I am in Atlanta as well, so we will definitely have
to
connect.
Oh, wow, yes, definitely. Okay, wow, okay. I can give you, did you want me to give you my email, or you can get my number from Dave, because we can definitely.
Yes, Dave, can you give me her information?
Yes.
Via email? That would be awesome.
Yes.
We need to connect.
I sure
and
will.
We really can. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
So
I'm there.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for answering the question. And Dave will definitely give you my email. In fact, I'll text him my email. And, well, he already knows my phone number. But thank you, Ms. Kim.
Awesome.
And
no,
we'll
thank
just
you.
Work
I
together.
Appreciate you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Okay. Bye-bye.
You
Thank
know,
you.
Some of the things that we need in this crusade, working with Kim in her campaign, and in the campaign that we're going to be doing as well, we're going to need public support from you all. We need you to make your overall request. I think it's appropriate that we ask the legislators to rectify and to make the proper laws. Then we tell them, if they don't answer our request by asking, then we tell them, no, you're going to do it. And then if they don't do it, we make them do it. Because the power and the solutions to everything is within you. No one should be targeted for what they choose to do individually in a non-harmful way against others. But once it oversteps and it changes the overall trajectory of someone else's life, you have gone off course. And we are going to need everything. But more importantly, we're going to need your support. Make this known, you know, call different radio to have them contact Kim for this to get out. Because the more exposure that we have in this, let me tell you something about politicians. Politicians never have any moral backbone. It is those of you that the regular, everyday person are going to have the moral convictions and the moral background to set the course that will not allow any straying of that course. Because politicians will always do what's politically expedient, and we don't need them, but it'd be wise for them to come along, because this is something that it affects everyone. Here's how it affects everyone. Because of this, if there's no legal recourse, and this type of individuals use this as their chosen method of engaging in criminal activities against others, this is not going to stop. It is only going to grow, because it is a problem of the times. It is a sign of the times. And the laws are not caught up to this. And the only way to only have a legal recourse remedy to this is, like you have with everything else, having a fraudulent relationship is an extension of the rape. Because in my opinion, Duwanye was raped by fraud. Because otherwise, Duwanye would not have engaged in that relationship at all. No, thank you. No, would have said no. It's not what he was seeking. The intent his intentions was always sincere. Up until the moment he lost it. And we weren't there. What else was said when he lost it? There may have been things that was said to him that he can't even remember right now because of that. It was so traumatic. And the state knew exactly what they were doing. They asked him, did he understand everything? But knowing that this young man, who has never been in trouble before in his life, was under duress that he's never, ever been under before in his life. And he didn't have the overall due process protection that he should have had.
Amen.
And the state knows it. That DA knows it. And the thing is, now we know it. And we're responsible for what we know. It's Duwanye today, you tomorrow. And that is unacceptable. That is totally unacceptable. You know, Kim, if you would, the DA itself, and I'm going to tell you, this is what the overall push, in my opinion, should be. Pushing for what you said, disclosure. And actually, for individuals that would try to engage in this is rape by fraud. Because let me just really quickly read to everyone what fraud is. This is fraud. Deceit, trickery, sharp practice, or breach of confidence perpetuated for profit or to gain some unfair or dishonest advantage. And if you look at that, who had that intention that night? It wasn't Duwanye.
Absolutely not.
And so there was a criminal act that set up the overall deteriorating circumstances that could have been completely avoided if there were the proper law. And if that law still would have been broken, then there would have been the proper due process to law that was broken at that time. This is easy. We're going to need the proper individuals attorney-wise. We're going to need your overall support. We're going to have campaigns, and it's going to have, you know, there are so many things. We're going to need a foundation. There's so many things that's going to be needed to protect us all. And let me tell you why this is so important. Because from this, you can build and see how powerful you are. Every solution to every problem is within us all. But so often we neglect it. And because of that, we don't know how powerful we truly are. And I'm telling you, if it was you or anyone else, we would be doing this. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. Kim will be here. You'll be here. We'd love to hear from you all. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, the brother from North Carolina, if you could call back, would love to hear what your question or comment was for Kim. And you were a new listener, you probably didn't know how we do what we, and so don't worry about it. Just come on back, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and then we'll definitely bring you up. So we got another caller that's in queue. Kim, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Welcome, caller, out of 707 area code. What is your question or comment for Kim? Oh, yeah, and I got you, Scotty. I got you next. Caller, 707 area code?
That's 770.
Oh, I'm sorry, 770. Area code 770, prefix of 722. Okay, caller. All right, so let me know when you're available. Okay, they unmuted themselves. I guess they didn't. Okay.
No, I muted them, Dave.
We're going to go to Scotty, then we...
I'm sorry, Dave. Okay. I muted them.
No problem. We're going to go to Scotty, then we're going to go to another caller. I believe that's Brother Davis. I'm pretty positive that is. So go ahead, Scotty, then Brother Davis will go to you. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yes, thanks, Dave. And good evening to you, Kim.
Hi, Scotty.
Good to speak with you again. I want to take it back to earlier in the broadcast. You were talking about precedence, and precedence is very important. And so I had a person, I don't know if this person was playing devil's advocate with me or not, but they are in support of the goal of full disclosure. So, but I'm glad for whatever reason they asked me the question that they did. And their question was, can you provide me a non-transsexual example of somebody being raped by deception? And so I Googled it. And I tell people all the time, y'all ask me questions and all you got to do is Google it. But again, I appreciate her asking the question because I wouldn't have looked for the answer if she didn't ask me the question. So the question again was, can you provide me with a non-transsexual example of somebody being raped by fraud? And so I pulled up a story from the UK. And yes, we know that this isn't the United States, but it's still precedence, okay? And it not only happened in the UK, but some, according to some other articles, it's also happening in other countries as well. But this non-transsexual example was a lesbian woman who pretended, who had a friend. Now, she knew this woman in real life, but she made up a fake profile on social media, started conversing with her friend under an alias, an assumed identity. Then they agreed to meet up in person, so she disguised herself. And then during the sex act, she would ask the person to wear a blindfold and handcuffs. And so while this person was handcuffed and blindfolded, this lesbian put on a strap on. Remember, she's pretending to be a man, a biological male, and she put on a strap on and she raped this woman. Or she had sex with this woman. But when it was discovered her true identity, it was then declared a sexual assault and this woman was convicted. Now, they convicted her the first time, but then they said on a technicality that they had to retry her. They retried her a second time. She was convicted. A sexual assault, pretending to be a man when she wasn't a man, and having sex with someone under that fraudulent identity and circumstances. So that was one. Now, one that was here in the United States, I don't recall the age of the man, but he was in his 20s, if not his 30s. I don't recall the exact age. but he pretended to be a teenager and even enrolled in a high school and then started dating teen girls and had sex with one or two. I'm not sure, you know, how many. He was charged with rape under that circumstance. Some people might say it was just statutory rape that they charged him with, but it was also connected. I think the charges were also related to his assumed identity and committing fraud against even the school system was defrauded by enrolling. He took resources from another student, you know, by his fraudulent activity. So those are two examples. Now, in terms of these prosecutors, because I've been studying, you know, these issues for a very long time, not this specific issue, but I know, and many of you know, that when a prosecutor, just like they did DeWanye, they knew DeWanye didn't rob D. Wigham. They knew it. But in order to put the death penalty on the table to coerce him, they made up the charge of robbery in addition to the murder charge. So then they could threaten the death penalty. Okay, I'm sorry, somebody speaking.
Hold on, let me see who that is.
I know who it is. I got him muted. So let me wrap up by saying this. For example, I raised the issue of the trans sexual man. He, you know, this guy really just put some weave in and dressed like a girl, but you know, he ain't went through no kind of medical transformation or none of all of that elaborate stuff that D. Wigham did to change their sex or however you want to call it. But anyway, he had sex with committed a sex act against a 15-year-old in Charlotte. We talked about it. But they charged this guy, they didn't even charge him with statutory rape of the 15-year-old, but they charged him with a crime against nature in order to come to an agreement that he would plead guilty and not face any jail time, because they knew they had to charge him with something. But he ended up not being penalized for anything. But I'm saying that in many of these states, that's still on the books. Now, I know the LGBT community got issues with those laws, but guess what? If you don't meet us on this full disclosure initiative, then I would suggest that pressure be put on these prosecutors to stack charges on these individuals, just like you stack charges on other individuals. That's all I wanted to share. And I made Kim aware of that precedence, and if she would like to speak to that.
I read the article, and it just goes to show you that it does happen, because I have had some responses to say, how did he not know? Or, you know, was this something, how, are you sure he didn't know? No, he did not know, because, I mean, my son is a 20-year-old kid. He was preyed upon. He is a 20-year-old heterosexual male. You know, so there are things that are being done that are so deceptive that the prosecutor in DeWanye's case, they were fully aware of the situation because they disclosed that to DeWanye's attorney, but they refused, and they said that if he did not take the murder too, which gave him 40 years in prison without the possibility of parole, that they would see him in trial and they would not go for murder too, and they would press for capital murder because he took the victim's bag and cell phone and discarded it and threw it in a dumpster during that time of diminished capacity. So, you know, they really gave him no choice. You know, so when he said to myself and his dad, he says, you know, I don't want to die in prison. That was really the hardest thing to hear your 20-year-old say, that they don't want to die in prison when you know they've never done anything a day in their life but the right thing and serving his country, feeling very proud of himself. And I always go back to, what if DeWanye had went back to the barracks and killed himself? What recourse would we have had against the transgender? None. Because I wouldn't have been able to go to the police and say, I found that my son was communicating with someone. This happened. What do we do? it would have been dismissed. It would have been laughed at, and nothing would have been done. So this really is a two-way street to save lives on both sides of the fence.
So true, Kim. And Kim, we have another caller in queue. We got Brother Davis. I believe it's Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome on with us today. And we have Kim. Did you have a question or comment, Brother Davis?
Actually, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm just lost for words. But this is bizarre. It's sad that we live in a world that is so deceptive that a person's act out of anger, malice, or just being victimized can be turned against him and put his life in limbo. That's ridiculous. I mean, really, there's no winners here. None at all. And as long as we continue to accept the deceptive nature, regardless of how they perceive it as being something that is right, that gives them a right, we're all wrong. And the victims still remain the victims. It's just, anytime deception is bought in, there is a wrong being done. Period. There's no way around it.
Right.
But society has twisted that so much. Literally, I'm gonna tell you, Kim, my heart goes out to you and your family. I'm gonna tell you, I'm on a conference call, and I took off because I wanted to talk about tomorrow night's show, not knowing that you were on tonight's show. But in just listening to this, this has to be a nightmare that just goes on and on and on. I wish there was something that I could say to even offer you a modicum of comfort, but this is ridiculous. I mean, this is ridiculous and sad.
Brother Davis, and I know you will be you will assist us in this campaign, you and Sister Davis, because it's about the future. It's about the children. So we are going to do the best thing possible. We're going to throw our energy at it. And so that is going to bring about the proper resolution to this.
Absolutely, brother. We are in.
Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, Sister. Why I have you here on the phone, though, I mean, in general, I called because I wanted to talk about tomorrow night's show so I can get back to another call that I'm doing. So, Dave, I wanted to give a quick synopsis of tomorrow night's show.
Yeah, go ahead.
For those of you who heard me talk about the book, Addicted to White, The Oppressed in League with the Oppressor, I'm going to focus on that book tomorrow night, and I'm going to bring out some very, very open and logical circumstances that everybody can identify with to help us identify how we are in league, and that way we can start identifying what we can do to change us and ultimately change our circumstance. So look forward to tomorrow night's show. This is Brother Davis of the Wise Wednesday. Do come with a pen and pieces of paper because the show is going to be awesome. Sister, once again, my heart goes out to you, and we're fully engulfed, so whatever you decide to do, Mark, definitely include us in that aspect of it. All right.
Oh, you definitely, peace, everybody. Definitely. Peace, brother right. Davis. Okay, the caller out of North Carolina, if you would unmute yourself if you had a question or comment for Kim, the one that called earlier. You know, would love to hear. There he is. Welcome, caller out of North Carolina. Sorry about that,
hey,
brother.
I understand how you're doing this, man, and I just want you to know that I stumbled upon this station off of TuneIn Radio. It's an app on your phone, and I'm a truck driver, and I my soul was hungering for knowledge, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And I heard y'all speaking. It was like what Farrakhan was saying, you know, when you start hearing about yourself and learning about who you are as a person, then you get drawn to that. You know what I mean? And I've been drawn to
you, sir,
and Brother Scotty for a long time. I mean, for at least a couple months now, at least 3 months that I found y'all. And I just want to tell y'all to keep doing the work that you're doing, man. Because I'm telling you, man, I've been spreading the word about who y'all are. Whatever. This is my first time calling. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that I was up at night because I'm usually up in the daytime, so I catch a lot of y'all reruns. But I wanted to talk to the sister with the son
yes,
that
sir.
Was going through the situation. and my heart goes out to her, you know what I mean?
I got
friends in jail from some teenage stuff that they did. I got a friend now doing 34 years for he didn't even get out the car for a murder, and he's doing 34 years, you know what I mean? So I understand how this system works against us when it's our turn for justice. But when it's their turn for justice, oh, we got to investigate. We got to wait and see and all this. But when it's our turn, lock them up and throw away the key. I really wanted to say this about it. You know what I mean? I really don't even understand how this cannot be illegal. You know what I mean? That you can, like you say, misrepresent yourself to somebody. That's almost a form of rape, you know what I mean? If you really want to get down and be technical with the definition of rape, you know what I'm saying? It's forcefully taking something.
Right.
That is a forceful act, you know what I mean? You have to actually put action you have to put into action a deception, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's force, you know what I mean? Action is force. It's equal to force. Action is equal to force. So that is a form of rape, you know what I mean? And instead of your son being charged, well, I can't say that instead of him being charged. I'm just saying, you know, when we have, quote, we got a president right now that they keep on saying if he fires this special investigator, we're going to have a constitutional crisis. Well, I feel like your son's case is a constitutional crisis, or at least a law crisis, because it ain't no law, you know what I mean, written right now to even, you know what I mean, address this situation.
Yes, you're right.
So in lieu of that, I want you to know, and I want you to spread everybody you know and tell them this. If you poor and you black in America and you get caught up in this criminal justice system, never, ever, ever, especially if you are a little bit right. I mean, you don't have to be all the way right, but if you're a little bit right, never, ever take a plea bargain. Never take a plea bargain. Never take a plea bargain. Never take a plea bargain. There's no coming back from it. You know what I'm saying? They got it set up to where that's the hardest thing to get off of is a plea bargain. When you say, I'm guilty, oh, you can hang up all the appeals and all of that. They bypassed it. At least in the state of North Carolina, I know for certain, if you take a plea bargain, you cannot have any redress. You know what I mean? You have to serve that sentence. You know what I mean? And that's the only thing I can, right now, since there ain't no laws on the book, and I'm glad y'all pushing to put something on the book, but I'm going to tell you who y'all need to push, and this is what I was really calling to tell you. Push these Republicans. If y'all really want to get somebody on y'all side about this, now this is a soldier now. Now you see how they go for them soldiers. Oh, they got the flag up on the 4th of July, and they got the little red, white, and blue everywhere.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, push them on that. You know what I'm saying? Push their button. Say, hey, you. Come here. You know what, and see, I think we'd get a lot more out of our president if the Democrats quit saying no, and say, Trump, that's cool. Do that crazy shit you were talking about with them. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss. Do that crazy stuff you were talking about with them immigrants or whatever. But in the meantime, get us some free health care like you said you was going to do. Okay, do that stuff over there. We got to push these people, man. They crazy. They mentally ill. Y'all know it. It's in who they are. It's in their DNA. They don't stand reason. You know what I mean? They don't stand reason. They can see somebody sick every day and walk right past. We see them sick, at least we're gonna say, hey man, can we help you? You know what I mean? They don't have any conscience, especially in this criminal justice system. But that's all I want to say is thank y'all and
thank you so much.
Hey brother, listen. No, brother, thank you for calling. And I would just ask, will you be supporting us in this whole campaign? Because your voice is so needed, because there's so many things you're absolutely right. You know, I was going to bring up the president.
I just cut my dreadlock. Hold up. I'm 35 years old. I just cut my dreadlock. I've been walking around here looking like the thug that y'all scared of or warn your kids to look out for, not to hang with. I've been looking like that for about 15 years, 18 years. You know what I'm saying? I listen to gangster music and all that. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. This is who you got listening to your radio station right now. This is your demographic. This is your audience. Talk to us.
Love you, brother.
And that's it. So, I love you too, man.
That was awesome.
I just want to let you know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know. The reason I cut my hair like a month ago. The reason I cut it is because I was done with the representation. See, I was trying to represent all my brothers with their pants hanging off their back and long hair and look like a thug. I'm a truck driver. You know what I'm saying? I got a $200,000 house, another side business with pressure washing and landscaping for myself. You know what I'm saying? But I represented myself as the thug that they is hating, the thug that they can't stand, that they scared of. I did that for a reason. My reason has been, I done exhausted my reason now, so I'm moving on to cut my hair and assimilate it a little bit. But I want y'all to know, these are the people, these are the warriors that y'all got to enlist into the battle like this. It's a battle over. You got all these kids out here with nothing to do. Well, all y'all got to do is give them a cause. The reason why we got Al-Qaeda and ISIS in this world right now is for the black man. For the black man to stand up and look and say, hey, we don't need an Obama. We don't need a Malcolm X. We don't need a Martin Luther King. We need an ideology that can't be killed, like Bin Laden can't be killed. We need an ideology over these white folks and how their criminal justice system is oppressing us. We need an ideology that lives on. We got immigrants. You know why they're here? For the black man. Because what they got, you go to any city in America right now, you got a little Mexico or a little China or whatever. Why? Because them people stick together. They got telephone companies. They got banks. They got restaurants. They got hotels. These are the immigrants that's new here. We've been here for how many years, and we gave all that up to immigrate. To integrate with these white folks.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
We've been here forever.
We built this place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
My thing is, sir, you got the people here, man. You got the people that's willing. All you got to do is give them the idea. Give them the ideology.
Yes,
the ideology that you're pushing tonight is to figure out how we can stop this tragedy from happening with these transgenders running out here getting their rights. And we can't get nothing going for us. I said we can't even get the police charge right for killing us. But the transgender can get a whole slew of rights to do what they want. And I'm not against, please believe. People do what they got to do in their bedroom. I don't care what you do. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's between you and God. Do your thing. Help yourself.
Right.
But my thing is this. When you bring it out in the public, all that stuff should be stopped. You know what I mean? Over in Europe, in Germany, you can't have a swastika out. Why? Because that's considered
inciting inflammatory action.
It's terroristic. They call it terrorism.
It's terroristic, right.
It's. But we don't have that here with that rebel flag. We don't go out and demand for that. And if we do, say, boy, what we should do is we need to get us a rich Oprah, Obama, or somebody to say, hey, if you black and within the sound of my voice, move to the South. Move everybody to the South. Everybody don't have to move. This is the people that's will. If so, just like Jesus said, let whosoever will come. Move to the South. We're going to take over these local governments, these local states, and we're going to put ourselves in power. If we got the majority of America, black America, to move just to the southern states, from Texas to Virginia and everything south and everything in the middle, if we just got them to move right there and say, hey, this going to be our reparations. We're taking over. We control this country.
Wow.
Y'all have a good night. I love you, brother.
Thank you so much.
I'm
definitely looking to hear from you again and actually sharing this overall crusade with you, because it is for you, it's for Dwanye, it's for you, and it's for those that we have yet not named. You know, we got a couple other callers. I'm going to get to them in a second. You know, one of the things that's so important, and the brother touched on so many things, we talked about when Scotty was talking, there was a person that said, are you sure Dwanye didn't know? Yes, you absolutely 100% know that Dwanye didn't know. Why? Because he lost it. Once he said he lost it, that showed that he didn't know, and he would not have agreed with that. So that's not an excuse to look away from the original environment that caused for this overall, the perpetuation of the crime to continue.
That was what it was. And, you know, the brothers said he's absolutely right. We got to push not only, we got to push everybody. We're going to push, this is, we're going to push Mississippi. We're going to push Texas. We're going to push the whole country. And we're going to, as you already know, every person pretty much is going to be in line with this needs to have a law so no one is victimized by someone else. Just like us. Let me tell you something about these politicians in this system. What it's going to do is going to use you for their agenda, and they're going to sell you out down the road. Okay, so we need to legalize, and we need to set the legal standard and the overall the process of the legalities. We need to ensure due process is done in all cases, and then it's a chance for in everything. So, you know, one of the things is that right now, remember, celebrity figurehead Trump, President Trump, had said that he wanted to say that people cannot serve in the military.
That's strange.
Remember he said that? Do you remember he said that? You remember he was pushing that? Now, I didn't there is I don't agree with that from this standpoint, but I see why they're doing it, because now here's what's so important in this case. Because this is the sign of the times, that means that everything needs to come up. And we don't need to go backward where you're targeting people. Nor do we need people targeting. We don't need individuals that happen to be heterosexual or transgender selecting their victims from the other or one another. If you're using that as your overall tool and your objective of fraud and deceit, that is a crime. Doesn't matter who you are. And that has to be judicated, and that has to be standard, and it has to be the legal standing that we persist. It doesn't matter what the governor of Mississippi, you're easily replaceable. Well, you'll be removed, and the next one won't get there, because it's not just the people of Mississippi that's coming after this. It's the whole country. It's not just the black community. It's every community. There is no president. There is no governor, no sheriff, no DA, and no darn judge that will be able to defeat us. We'll remove you all. We're going to ask you. We're going to tell you. And then you're going to make you. So the best thing to do is save face and do what's right. So that's the crusade that we will be on. There's a couple of other callers that is there. We will get to you. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, our last commercial break. Kim, we got one more commercial break. I know there's a couple of people that want to talk to you. Can you hang around just a little bit?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. All right, everyone. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This is the last 30 minutes of the show. I want to get to some of the callers. We will have a follow-up with this, and we're going to actually put forth our agenda for you to support, and we need this support throughout the world, throughout the whole country, and actually throughout the world, because whatever we actually decide as the collective good of all, that so shall it be. And you will see how powerful you are and see how quickly this system actually starts to work in your direction and work for you because we invoke ourselves, and that's what we're going to do. So it doesn't matter what happened in the past. We're not going to stand for this today nor tomorrow. So I want to get to some of the callers real quick. The one caller, area code 770 prefix, I mean area code out of Atlanta. If you have a question or comment for Kim, we would like to go to you now. Are you there, caller?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and what is your question or comment?
Hi, Dave. I'm Lisa, and I wanted to address you, Ms. Kim.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
Hi there. Perhaps we can get a petition started on behalf of Dwanye Hickerson that basically we can make change with a pen and a paper and enough signatures that would prompt legislation to get up or government and take notice. I believe if we can get enough people, the callers who are truly supportive of change and of saving lives, if we can all pull together and get a petition on behalf of Dwanye Hickerson's name and we get enough volume and enough signatures, I assure you, someone in government and the proper legislation will take notice. But change has got to come starting with a paper and a pen. And I believe a petition is the first step, because if we can get a lot of people that agree that saving lives in this in a situation such as this is crucial, and they want to sign, and we can get enough Americans involved, then naturally legislation and volume always takes notice in government. I think that's important.
Thank you, Lisa. I do too.
Yes, Lisa, I thoroughly agree. Go ahead.
How do we get this petition started, Dave? I'm going to see you as an overseer, because you're the vault, you are the voice, rather, that the public is hearing. So I really believe you indeed have the power to get this started and to get prompt people who are truly agree in their hearts and souls to save lives and to sign this petition that, you know, we can get enough signatures on, and then we can make it presentable to government, our legislation. How do we get started?
This is where I think we get started, and that's why we're going to have this campaign. That's one of the things that we're going to be doing. What we're going to be using is this platform, and then I'm going to go out to other of my other friends in radio to have them. And the petition, the form of the petition, we'll do it here on Black Talk Radio Network. We'll put
Dave,
something together.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, if I could speak to that, because I got experience in that. Well, anybody can create. There are several different petition sites. Change.org is one of those. Okay, so it's easy to create an online petition, which you can then, once it has run its course, download those and print them out if you want to do that. But they will also go directly to whatever legislatures or governors you are targeting. But let me say this, because his freedom is number one right now. Okay.
Right.
We're talking about a rape victim. All right. Who was coerced with the threat of death. They basically put a gun to his head and said, if you don't agree to this plea deal, then you know what? Then we're going to look to put you to death. All right. So any petition we have to work on, and Mississippi probably, and this goes back to our other caller from North Carolina. Sorry, brother. I don't remember your name, but thank you for calling in. And but like he said, Republicans are in power right now. And if we got to use them to get done whatever we need done. And there's a Republican, I'm sure, in the governor's mansion in Mississippi. So you make this a campaign issue for them. But any petition has to start with calling for his freedom. And then in addition to pardoning him or commuting his sentence, then we also want legislation. Now, the legislation, I think, I can't speak for y'all, has to be national. I think it needs to be federal legislation so it applies across all the states. But so that might be two separate petitions, one for federal laws for this crime by rape by defraud. But the petitions targeting Mississippi's governor, because he does have a pardon. The caller was correct, depending upon the laws of the state, that once you plea bargain, even though it's under coercion and a threat of death, that it may be hard to, you know, appeal that. But a governor has the power to pardon. So that should be targeted. That Mississippi governor, who's I'm almost 99% sure is a Republican, and call it on him to pardon Dwayne Hickerson, and then, you know, maybe a separate petition to work on the rest.
Amen.
Yeah, and here's how we do it. Here's how we do it. We could do it that means, and we're going to do this, and I'm going to take responsibility for this. And I'm going to elect Scotty as helping me with this. We're going to do this. Scotty's absolutely right. But here's what I want everyone to resolve to say. I don't care what they've said and done in the past. This is going to be resolved by us and our persistence to see that justice is properly served under the spirit of the law. And how do we do that? We get the petition inside of Mississippi. Then we get the petition for everyone throughout the whole country to be a part of that. Even though Dwayne took a plea deal, it doesn't matter when the state grossly neglected its fiduciary duties to all. That plea deal is null and void now. And how does that plea deal get null and void? Is that you hold them to accountable so that nothing else is acceptable and nothing else will be. Now, we go from a petition. We ask them, we tell them, and then we make them. This is how we make them. You remember when the NFL said if they don't have transgender bathrooms inside of what was it for the NCAA basketball in North Carolina, then they won't be coming the NCAA for the basketball. Remember when they said that?
Yes, okay, Dave, that happened here in North Carolina, and also PayPal, which unfortunately I have to use them right now, but you know, but PayPal also boycotted by not putting in a call center that would have provided 300 jobs. So it was the NFL, the NBA, as well as PayPal and a bunch of other corporations.
Exactly. So now, this is what happens. This is what happens. We do the petition. We ask them, and we tell them, we're asking you, then we're going to tell you, then we're going to make you. What does that do to them? What does that do to them? That puts them on the defenses that there will be no compromise, because there is no compromise in this, ladies and gentlemen. What we do that nationally. We do it in Mississippi. And then what happens if they don't comply and if they don't do what's morally correct and fix this gross negligence of their fiduciary duties? We remove them from having that overall capacity in duties. We put people that can fulfill that. And then not only this, we completely shut the whole state of Mississippi down economically. We shut the whole country down economically. How do you do it? It's more powerful than a march. It's more powerful than a vote. Your overall engagement of you participating economically in this is the most important thing. Now we made them. They can't survive without our energy, nor will they have our energy to survive off of if they can't represent the spirit of the law that we have deemed as necessary. And this is not an attack on any. This is for the benefit of all.
Amen.
So they have no way out in this. And I'm going to tell you, the DA actually provided the overall, in their overall arrogance. Their arrogance initiated such a move against Dwayne and us all. And that is going to be their fatal flaw. And it's already done. So that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do the petition. I'm going to get with Scotty and a couple of other people, time permitting, because we are not going to be, this is not going to be something that is slack. This is going to be something we're going to ask you to participate in it. We're all going to commit to it, and we're going to give our energy to it. That is what's going to, it's not just going to be me. is going to be you, because I'm one individual. But with us all collectively, who can they target? No one.
No one. Count me in.
So, oh, I know you are, Lisa. That's why you, so stay tuned to us. You're going to hear, we're going to be covering this again. Okay, we got a couple of other callers before we get out of here. There was a caller in Chicago that we're going to go to, then a caller in New York. Then I think Ramon may have had something that he wanted to add because he unmuted himself. So let's go to the caller in Chicago first. Area code 312. You're on with Kim. What is your question or comment?
I got a quick comment, Dave. This is Mars. Let y'all, everybody know that I'm completely on board 1,000%.
Thank you.
And if Dave, if you can give her my number, because this is definitely my expertise. I can lend a little hand, or should I say, some type of guidance with her son. As you know, as myself, I know you know Dave, but don't nobody else know I did 17 years in a federal prison. That's why I resonate so well with my Uncle Scotty, you know. Appreciate that, on that freedom fighter stuff. But I can definitely give him a few pointers, man, or a lot of pointers on what to do, what to, you know, how to move, and how to keep his head clean and come out with 100% sanity.
Thank you so much.
I love y'all so much.
I do too. I appreciate your support. And Dwayne does as well. He does.
Yeah, so you know, I already, you know, if that's something that you'd be interested in, you know, you can just send me his information, and I can definitely write him. And you know, I know magazines, all that stuff means a lot. Simple letter, man. You know.
Yes. But yeah, it does.
100%.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you.
Good morning. Wait, Marv. So you're actually going to be helping us in this overall committee that we're going to be putting together, okay?
Oh man, without a doubt. And I got a lot of friends that was there and is on this side that got out too, and I'm gonna be pushing on them to help us too, because they know what it's all about. They've been there with me.
Yes. Yeah. So I appreciate this. Is all going to take a collective effort, because this is all about the best interest of us all, to protect us all. So we got another caller out of New York City. And a caller out of New York City, and the area code is 646. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, caller out of New York City. What is your name and what is your question or comment for today's show? And you have Kim with us, if you have a specific question for Kim.
Peace, Sister Millstone, and
thank you.
Absolutely. Peace to Tando Radio Show and to the Black Talk Radio Network. Just very briefly, I greatly appreciate how thoroughly all of y'all in Black Talk Radio Network are approaching, you know, this very involved issue. And, you know, it's just extremely encouraging and not surprising that you know, that everyone's stepping up to approach this issue out here. And just in response to one of the recent callers, the brother was talking about a mass migration of us to the south and to some of these, you know, cities and municipalities where we have a higher population. And just to add to that discussion, I would point toward the Black City Plan, which was written up by Brother Reggie, who has appeared on the network before, and that can be found for free download at theblackcityplan.com. And so I just figured I would just put that out there because it seemed very relevant to our current circumstances. And I just want to again say peace to Sister Melanson, and that as has been said, I would very much also, you know, add my voice to the, you know,
having
my heart out for yourself and your family, and how much of the struggle, clearly, you know, that must be right now. And, you know, you have...
Thank you so much for your support.
No, absolutely.
Brother Tag, thank you so much, brother. And, yes, we will definitely... if you could, Tag, if you're in BTR, post that, and then you could throw it on our page as well, or you could send it to me, and I'll throw it in there as well, too, Tag, okay? Thank you so much, Brother Tag. Much love, much respect. So, you know, let me just real quick before I go to Ramon. I think Ramon may have a question or comment. You know, during this past, since I talked to Kim, I spoke to a lot of people in the judicial system and out of the judicial system of all diversities, just diverse backgrounds, histories and experiences. And you know what, every single, without me telling them about the case or anything else, do you know there hasn't been one individual, and I know a lot of people, and I specifically went back into the people that I know within the law enforcement realm. Do you know every single one of them, their first thing said, "What? I'm not surprised. This stuff is crazy. No way in the world." No. 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 The crime was and everyone 100% says that that's rape by fraud. Rape by fraud. So what does that tell us? The consensus, the nation, is not politically motivated. The politicians are, and the groups are, and they use that to their advantage. Everyone should be treated equally and fair under the law. And the law has to have a reverence for those that come before it to give them the best process of due process to the law as possible. When the law is behind the criminal actions of what's going on today, they can't wait for the criminals to come back to them. They have to catch up and go beyond. Foresight should have told you that this was going to be a law that needed to be invoked in the future for protection. But they chose not to. It was politically expedient at the compromise of the moral spirit and of the law. Unacceptable. So we're putting everything together, and I will be actually calling on many of you, and Kim will be a part of this whole process as well, and we are going to see this through. The resolve is here. So I want to go, Kim. We got one more caller. Ramon, before we get out of here, because we got to get out of here, did you have a question or comment for Kim?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hi, all.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ms. Melikon. I didn't have a question. I hope it invokes a question, but here's some things that I took as a note out of what Ms. Melikon said and what Dave and the listener said. First, I would say validation of a woman. I want Ms. Melikon and everybody listening to know this is a black, this is a disclaimer. This is my opinion only. A woman is someone who was born as a female, whatever that word means to people. For me, it means you are the opposite, and you are the balance of the procreation and the harmony in life. So I don't make any apologies, and I'm not going to ask for a law to identify what a woman is.
Right.
I think I've clarified that in my own understanding, and I'm okay with that. I would caution anybody, specifically Ms. Melikon in this situation. I posted it on BTR. I'll do it again. There's a lot of pro bono. Reason why I caution it, because some of these pro bonos are directly attached to an agenda.
Right.
So you have
right.
to decide. Yeah, you have to decide if the pro bono lawyer is, you know, gonna pursue your purpose. Excuse me. I would also encourage our listeners and family members to understand, when I hear Miss Melanchon and Dave, and the way I've heard Scotty them describe the legal system, when you use the word compassion in a legal sense, for me, when you say lost it, it means you have no tolerance for what we have deemed acceptable. In the social sense, we all understand what it means to say, I would rather know so I can have a choice. There's where my compassion lies. I have no compassion for deception or lies. You cannot tell me to accept your lie and be compassionate. I think your move for gender identity is well overdue in a state like Colorado, that promotes, for example, I'll give an example why I say it's necessary for gender identity. That the
1 minute.
The NAACP.
Go ahead, we got 1 minute.
Okay. The NAACP here in Colorado has planned a meeting to support all issues related to the LGBTQ. I don't know how that got anything to do with the advancement of colored people. I would say if we're going to attack this, we have to attack it from the legal point of view of compassion. In the legal sense, they're saying tolerate anything. From the social point of view, we know what it really means. And I'll mute my line. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Ms. Melanchon.
Thank you,
ma'am. Much love, much respect. Kim, just want to thank you. Anything that we have 1 minute, anything that you wanted to say before we get out of here? We're going to do this more, and we are going to put this all together, and this will be fought with the full using the overall legal resources, legal recourse that we have, because that's where we will win. So, Kim, is there anything that you want to end us out with?
I just want to say thank you so much for hearing Dwange's story and the support that is widespread for him. And I just really can't wait for you all to get a chance to meet Dwange. That's what I want.
We're all looking for it, and we're going to meet Dwange in New Orleans.
Absolutely.
We're going to meet Dwange in New Orleans. So, Sister Melanchon, so much. Love you so much. We'll stay in contact. We'll get together with everyone. We're putting this all together. And no matter what, everyone, this is going to be something that everyone is going to have to take up, because this is about us all, protecting us all. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for
see
a fortune,
later.
Make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you later. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had
BTR News is coming on right after this. Stick around for BTR
system.
News. I forgot to mention that. Much love, much respect. Talk
to you soon. Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.